It looks cold at the Women's World Cup. No joke. In Southern Hemisphere, it's winter there, but they're wearing coats. There are people in the stands, and we're watching the start of the FIFA Women's World Cup 2023 live on FS1. The people in the stands are wearing winter hats. The wind appears to be blowing hard. The first game is in the books, and I'm captivated by what the coaches and the fans are wearing on the sidelines. We're talking about long-sleeved winter jackets, the padded kind, with big old hats. And then a bunch of people in the stands wearing winter knit hats.
Every person I've seen in the stands is wearing a beanie and a jacket. It looks freezing.
It does.
I never even realized that. I didn't take that into account.
But New Zealand wins the opener over Norway. So that's the first game in the Women's World Cup. New Zealand over Norway, where it's cold. Yeah, I wasn't actually considering the weather. I just assumed this is what happens when you assume. I wasn't thinking about the fact that they're down under, where it's winter. Also, very weird to see Carly Lloyd as part of the coverage on Fox, because I'm so used to seeing her in a USA jersey, and instead, she's at a desk. Oh, I miss her. She's one of the reasons why Team USA is going for a third straight Women's World Cup championship. So that's taking place down under, and it's kind of neat, too, for New Zealand. Right now, they're celebrating like they've won the entire thing because it's their first ever World Cup win in the nation's history. So congratulations to New Zealand. I'm not kidding. They're crying. The coaches, the players, the reserves, the ones wearing the winter coats, they're bawling out there on the field. A 1-0 win for New Zealand over Norway, and it is the first ever FIFA World Cup win in the nation's history. Wow, pretty incredible to watch the history play out. We're also watching the opening round of the Open Championship in Hoylake, England, across the pond. I have permission from a listener who's actually across the pond, who sent me a tweet saying that, of course, we have to use our English accent. Wait, where did it go? Here it is. Matt, hi, A-Law Radio. You have to do the across the pond with the accent. It's the highlight of any UK sports news. Great show as always. Listening from across the pond. People get so mad at me, though. This one guy, after it happens a few times during a show, will send me a nasty tweet telling me he's turning off the show because he can't stand it. I only used it one time in our conversation with Matt Adams, who is, in fact, across the pond at Hoylake, Royal Liverpool, where the first round of the Open Championship is firmly underway. I haven't checked the scores in the last few minutes, but the last I knew, there was an amateur who was atop the leaderboard. Oh, yeah, he's still there. Christo Lamprecht. He's an amateur. And he's leading the Open in the early stages at -3. He's almost through the front nine. Stuart Sink. Whoa, when was the last time you heard his name? The American veteran. He's at -2 through -7. And then you've just got a handful of golfers who are in red numbers. Not even 10 golfers in red numbers in the early stages. Jordan Spieth is sitting at even. He's only through 6 holes. Oh, I take it back. Jordan Spieth is through 3 holes. Patrick Reed is through 10 holes. He's also even. Also on the course now, Adam Scott, number one player in the world, Scottie Scheffler. They're both even through the opening hole. Hideki Matsuyama, Tommy Fleetwood, The Hare. Actually, Matt Adams joined us before he took off to follow that group, which is Adam Scott, Tommy Fleetwood, Scottie Scheffler. He's covering it live for SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio. So if you wanted to hear him after you listen to us, of course, we'll be listening. Already on the course too, but still on the opening hole, Xander Schauffele. Ricky Fowler is due to tee off in the next 5 minutes. Bryson DeChambeau before the bottom of the hour. And I'm pretty sure we saw Cam Smith too. I think he's already on course. the defending champion. I'll have to see if I can figure out where he might be. But yes, he won the Open last year and then promptly departed for LIV. But according to a lot of the guys that have been interviewed in the run-up to the Open, LIV PGA Tour merger, first of all, they still don't have a whole lot of information, not much more than they did when the bombshell announcement was made. And while they're in the middle of a tournament or preparing for a tournament, especially a major, it doesn't matter. Ooh, I look up and there's Cam Smith. Question answered. Yes, Cameron Smith is on the course. And right now he's also at even, though is just on the second hole, it looks like. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Glad to have you with us. Good morning to you. It's Thursday. Now, we can't drop our favorite line of the week yet, but when we wake up in the afternoon, Jay and I, whoever wakes up first, promptly text the other, happy almost Friday. Jay, speaking of that, oh yeah, that's, you can drop the woos anytime. Speaking of that, how did you rearrange your sleep in preparation to return to the show in the middle of a work week?
Yeah, not the easiest thing to do. So I just tried to kind of stay up as late as I could last night. And then I just slept in kind of as
long as I
could.
Meaning Tuesday night into Wednesday?
Tuesday night into Wednesday.
So you were up while we were on the air?
Yeah, for a little bit. Yeah, I kind of fell asleep and then back up. And
we put you to sleep? Got it.
No, I before the show started, I was on the couch, and you know how that goes for me most of the time.
You love the couch.
I do. It's a guilty pleasure. But then I fall asleep, and then whatever. Anyway, so, and then I woke up around, I don't know, 4 o'clock Eastern time. I tried to stay up for a little bit, as much as I could. Then I tried to sleep in as much as I could.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah, not easy to adjust back. But I'm feeling good. I didn't nap even before the show, and I feel all right. So
also sounds awful.
Yeah, I'll probably crash when I get home.
I had no choice. I know I wasn't coming off a vacation like you, but finally had a dry day in my neighborhood, meaning no crazy torrential downpours. My front lawn was still pretty wet, but it was also turning into jungle territory, and so I had to mow it. Not just that, but when we have as much rain as we have, the weeds are out of control. So I spent an hour mowing because the grass was still slightly wet and tall. I had to continue to empty my mower multiple times.
That's the worst.
Right. So I spent an hour mowing, and then I spent an hour pulling weeds and cleaning up debris, including part of the driveway. But yeah, the weeds, and I'm an idiot, I guess people would call me that, but I weed the crevices in the sidewalks and out in front on the curb by hand. The crevices in my driveway, I weed them by hand. It's just easier. I have a little tool that helps me to dig them out, but it takes me a while. So I was weeding the front flower beds, and then was weeding the crevices. And so I did 2 hours of yard work. It wasn't real hot. It was in the 80s, but the humidity, oh. So I drank more than 60 ounces of water just in 2 hours. I drank 60 ounces of water just while I was doing that yard work. And I got inside, couldn't touch anything, couldn't sit down on anything, of course, because I was, as you can imagine, I was gross. And so I got right in the shower. I was feeling weak though. So because I was hungry at that point when it was done, and I'm thinking, oh, finally, I got the front yard done. Okay. I can take a break on Thursday and then get back after the backyard on Friday. I did some preliminary weeding in the back on Wednesday evening. It's still really wet though. My backyard, it soaks in the water. I can't seem to get it to dry out unless it's like 3-4 days of hot heat, which is coming over the weekend. Except, guess what? Thursday is supposed to be a dry day, another dry day with low humidity. Friday, more thunderstorms. Saturday and Sunday, dry but humidity. So I'm thinking I'm going to have to get back out there on Thursday afternoon. Not looking forward to that. 2 days in a row of 2 hours of yard work?
It's not ideal.
No, it's not ideal.
But in the wet.
Especially when I have to work. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Yard work takes a lot out of me.
Oh, it's quite. I mean, it's very strenuous, especially weeding.
What, you guys have a service. I don't want to hear you talk about it.
That's only recently. That I didn't grow up with that. I was back there every Saturday mowing the lawn, doing the weeds. I used to work at this place in the summers where they made us do weeds all the time.
Oh, the weeding.
I've done my plenty fair share of weeding, and I hate it.
How's the pool, by the way?
The pool's doing fine. It's all right.
Is it cold?
A little bit. There's no heater in it, but it's under the sun. But like you're saying, it's been like overcast in the New York, Long Island
area. It's been
area.
Hot, though.
Like, yeah, but it's unless it gets direct sun, it's like it takes a
when
little bit
when was the last time
up.
You were in the pool?
2021, maybe?
Oh, my gosh. It's funny, too, because you hear people talk about how much I wish I would we could have a pool. We'd love it. We use it all the time. And then you talk to people who have pools and they don't use them.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like, it's there. I've used to use it a bunch.
But obviously. It's expensive to keep a pool clean and sanitary.
It is. It's a process that every day with the chlorine, with the filter,
and
with
yet,
the chemicals.
No one uses it at your house.
My mom uses it once in a while. My sister might hop in there if she's home. But, yeah, I wanted to use it more
sad,
for, like, laps and exercise.
Pool.
But.
My mom uses hers. This is the redeeming point of going to Houston in July, which I am supposed to be doing next Thursday. So a week from today, supposed to be traveling to Houston, is that mom has a pool. But I'm pretty sure the water's in the low 90s, which does not sound refreshing
at all.
It's like
a big hot tub.
No, not quite that bad. But yes, I'm looking forward to the pool. What I'm not looking forward to is the travel. I keep hearing all about travel nightmares and headaches and everything else, and I am already praying about next week's travel. Not checking a bag, because that would be travel suicide. You'd never see your bag again.
That'll help.
So not checking a bag, and I don't even care about the way home. I just care about getting there, because on the way home, I'm direct. On the way there, I'm not. I have to go through Dallas. It sounds very scary and sketchy even now with all the flights that are getting canceled and delayed and pushed back. And I know you didn't have any flights canceled, but you had delays.
Yeah, delays the way there.
Hours,
couple hours. And we are on the tarmac at one point on the way there for a little over an hour, which is the worst. Just
negative
delay me
Ghost Rider.
While I'm in the airport, please don't get me on the plane. Like, we're going to get out. And then you sit there, you don't know what's going on. They don't tell you anything. It's nothing worse.
Now, at least you had your delay notification before you left your hotel on your return trip.
Yes.
Because a lot of people, what happens is they get to the airport, they get through security, and then the flight is delayed. And then you're stuck. There's nothing you can do but wait there unless you're going to leave security and then have to go back in.
Yeah, which that's crazy to do. I mean, because you never know if it's going to be delayed more. If it's, once you're in there, to leave and go out is not really an option. You're pretty much stuck in there. Yeah, at least they had the courtesy.
And then you have to pay their fees you have to pay their exorbitant prices for any type of food or drink. It's gross.
Get a bag or box of Pringles or bag of Lay's.
For $30.
At minimum.
And that's without a drink.
You know, drinks now, yeah.
Oh, heavens. So I'm not looking forward to it. I'm nervous. I'm already asking for favor from the Lord above for my travel. Again, I don't care about the way home. If I have to miss work, I miss work. I just don't want to miss my fun. It's awful if you're on vacation and you spend half your vacation in an airport or with flight delays. And then because there are fewer flights and fewer pilots and flight attendants, well, then sometimes they can't even rebook you until days later. No, I can't even think about it. I'll start to cry. I only get 3 days or 4 days a month with my significant other and my mom, of course. She's very important, but that would suck. Oh, no. I would just come to work. I would work and then I would push back my vacation. Is that possible?
Yeah, that would be an option. So you can at least keep the dates, you know, keep the length of it.
Whoever it is that is supposed to fill in for me next Thursday better be on notice. Because if I decide to come work, I'm assuming it's a he, which is a pretty safe assumption, is just going to have to take a flyer and wait till the next night.
Just be on standby. We'll call you. We'll text you.
No, I can't. I'm going to stress myself out so I don't sleep. All right, so no
don't
more talking about it. Yeah. Women's World Cup is underway. First win in New Zealand's history. They were crying. The Open Champion. I'm not laughing at them. I'm laughing with them. There's joy. There are tears of joy. The Open Championship is already underway as well. Well into the first round at Hoylake, England, the Royal Liverpool, site of the last time that Rory McIlroy, actually the last time that he won the only time he's won the Open Championship across the pond, it was at Royal Liverpool. He did win the PGA Championship after that, but it's been 9 years since those major wins. Could this be it? He certainly is a major storyline. Oh, haha, like what I did there. Another major storyline in sports. Well, there's a new leader atop the AL East. The Tampa Bay Rays can't buy a win right now, and neither can the Yankees. So we'll look at that American League East division and let you know the latest. Could we see the Angels give the proverbial bird to anyone who wants to trade for Shohei Ohtani? They are in the mix, shall we say. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday. We're busy. I hope you're busy. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Julio to Ramon. He smashes it to right field. Hayward on his horse. Going back. And it's off the high wall. Here comes Hicks down to score. Henderson getting the wave around. Betts is thrown to the plate. The catch. The tag. He is safe. He got around the tag from Barnes. It's an opposite field 0-2 double by Ramon Urias against Julio Urias. And the Orioles lead it 4-2. Ranking ball hammered. Right field. This one is headed for the bleachers. And this ball will find the bleachers. It is gone. The Orioles get one back on the long ball from Gunnar Henderson, who waves out towards the crowd in right center field. And the Orioles' lead is now 8-5 in the fifth inning.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Baltimore Orioles avoid the sweep at the hands of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and their victory coupled with yet another loss by the Tampa Bay Rays. And lo and behold, the O's are in first place by 0.05 of a percentage point atop the American League East. First time all season, and I did hear this, first time for the Orioles in first place after the All-Star break since 2016, I believe. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, with the way the Rays are playing right now, they've dropped 11 of 14. They've left the door wide open, and the Orioles have waltzed through it. But guess what's on the horizon for Brandon Hyde and company? A series against the Rays.
They're a great team. They have great pitching. They have guys that have hurt us in the past in the lineup, and we have to pitch to them well. And Tampa's a very, very tough place to play.
I think that this team just has so much fight in it that, you know, every game is just, it's a battle for the other team. And, you know, nobody likes losing, but, you know, I think we've just been, you know, playing really well.
Danny Colombe is part of their big victory over Los Angeles. So finishing on a high note gives them some confidence, some momentum moving into this series against the Rays. The deal with the Rays is they've got some injuries, but it's hard to kind of figure out what's going on with them. And you can hear the frustration of Kevin Cash as well. I mean, last night against the Rangers, now admittedly the Rangers are on a hot streak right now, they had 10 hits and only one run. That's all they could push across the plate.
Give credit to Texas pitchers. They pitched really well all three games, starters and relievers alike. We just, today it felt like we hit some balls hard and right at some guys. I mean, from Yandy's, the double play ball that Siri hit, we just couldn't get anything going. I mean, that's the way it goes sometimes, but it does feel like it is accumulating quite a bit.
Pitching, approaching you guys differently or pressing a little bit at the plate, how would you kind of sum up what you're seeing?
D, all the above. I mean, in fairness, we don't have much going our way right now. We're not creating opportunities like we're capable of, and the things that we're doing well are probably not showing up at the rate that we would like.
So they've dropped 11 of 14. They're in second place by mere hundredths of a point. But you can hear the frustration with Kevin Cash because this is not a recent development. It happened, started, and was happening before the All-Star break and has now continued forward. So this is the toughest division in baseball. These teams are having to face the toughest competition. They're still a very good club. And obviously, whether it's the Rays or the Orioles who are in first place, the other has got a healthy lead atop the wild card standings. This is the dog days, and they're going to have to bust out. If the Angels can do it, so can the Rays. And right now, even without Mike Trout, the hitters behind Shohei Ohtani Well, they made the Yankees pay. Ohtani walked four times on Wednesday afternoon. Four times. But the first time he was put on base, there was a home run behind him. Taylor Ward with a home run. Mickey Moniak did the same thing a couple nights ago. If they can keep putting pressure on opposing hitters that way, where it really doesn't benefit them to pitch around Ohtani or to intentionally walk him, that's a big deal for the Angels. They've got to keep coming through, though. Now, they're catching, or they did catch the Yankees at the right time. So they sweep the Yankees, but the Angels are now back above 500. And Phil Nevin, he sounds a lot more hopeful than Kevin Cash these days.
You're going to have little hiccups here and there. I told you at the beginning of the season we lost a few. We're going to do that again, and we're still going to do that again. It's just how you rebound from those things, and it's a very resilient room. There's some added leadership in there that you just know that those ruts are going to be a little less deep, if you will. But really good effort these 3 days. You know, that's a team that's in front of us, and everybody knows that. So, but enjoy the off day tomorrow, and we got to come out and play with the same intensity and everything this weekend against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
This is what we talked about even during the All-Star break, is with the Rangers setting such a pace atop the AL West, the Angels are unlikely to catch Texas for the division title. But as Phil Nevin mentions, the Angels are now only a game back of the Yankees in the wild card standings, only two back of the Red Sox, and only 4.5 back of the Astros in their own division. But three wild cards, and now you've got the entire American League East and the entire American League West, except for Oakland, all involved in that race. Cleveland now is 6 out in the wild card race of that last wild card. And so it's right now dominant AL East and AL West. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Did I just see you yawn in there? I thought you told me you were fine. What's going on in there? I thought you said you were feeling good. Are you sure?
Yeah, no, I definitely did not just yawn.
So I'm a little bit nervous about you after seeing, well, first of all, you're coming off of living a normal people life. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Whatever normal is. This is normal to me. I've been doing this for 10 years. But earlier, without naming any names, earlier here at CBS Sports Radio, not that the bosses are listening, but we don't want to expose anyone. We don't want to embarrass anyone. Did I not stand outside the control room? I wasn't here in studio, but I was standing in the hallway next to the control room, and I was signaling to you to, and actually I was speaking quietly, even though the control room was supposed to be soundproof. I'm signaling to you to come look, because one of the other producers was asleep in the control room. He was asleep. No, he was. I could see that his eyes were closed from when I was here in the studio, and then I walked out to say, JJ, come look. His feet were up. First of all, his shoes were off. What have I said to you about your shoes off in the control room?
Well, actually, I didn't know that fact. And
yeah, his shoes were off. His stockinged feet were up where your hands are right now.
That's great. That's good.
His stocking feet were up on the control console.
Nice.
You better wash your hands. And he was leaning back, way back in another chair. Feet off, head back, eyes closed. To me, that's sleeping.
That's lounging.
He wasn't moving. No, if your eyes are closed, you're sleeping. If you're lounging, your feet are up. That's it. But if your eyes are closed, you are sleeping. And he was in the middle of an opening segment. Presumably, it wasn't actually the regular host. Oh, now I'm narrowing it down. It was a fill-in host. I'm not sure if the fill-in host put him to sleep. I'm not making any accusations. Only that it appears he had fallen asleep on the job. So I signaled to you, JJ, I think you need to go wake him up. Do something. What happens if the host goes to a break? Or even so, what if the host speaks to him on the air and there's nothing but silence? So they're not in the same place. Obviously, the fill-in host was not here at CBS Sports Radio headquarters. What would we have done? Bust in and wake him up?
I guess we'd have to kind of
a marching band.
Yeah, barge through and save the day. Just kind of
You would have. I'm not saving anyone's day. I'm not saving anyone's day. Well, I suppose I could turn on the mic in here and just start talking.
Could. Well, you did notice the situation that was forming. So.
I took full notice of it.
Because I don't have view of the control room from outside and, you know, my cubby over there. But
cubby.
The work area. But
what we need to have a plan of attack just in case something like that happens.
Yeah, you're probably right. Because now it's something that we got to monitor.
He was asleep.
It's possible.
He or she.
I didn't see his eyes.
It was a he.
It was possible.
It was a he. There are no female producers here. It was a he. And he was asleep. And he looked like he had a rough day.
Yeah.
To put it mildly. How did it smell?
Not bad.
Not as bad as sometimes?
Yeah.
Even though the shoes were off and
that's
he had his feet up.
Yeah, I didn't realize that his feet and
stocking
socks
feet were up.
Oh gosh. Where I'm touching all these buttons now.
Yeah. And also just to point out, you not only touched all the buttons, but then you ate popcorn with your hands.
Please
tell me you washed your hands at some point.
As I have, but not since I've eaten popcorn since I've come back.
Well, I mean, you gave me the popcorn. You gave me the popcorn before you started eating out of the bag. So I think I'm in the clear. I don't think I have to worry about contaminated popcorn, but I think you might.
Now my stomach hurts. What a way to come back.
What a way to return. Let me guess, you're going to take a sick day.
If I have to.
No, that's no.
It's not my fault.
No, that is absolutely not allowed. You could not take a sick day 48 hours after you return from vacation. That is, no, that is deceitful, and it's wrong, and you're leaving me in the lurch again.
I'm ill.
Are you speaking it into existence?
Maybe. I'm not ill yet, but it's on my mind now. I'm thinking about
it. Do you want to throw up after touching an area where dirty socks were located? Right, they were posted up, and then you ate popcorn.
All right. I'm really honestly feeling a little queasy.
You need to go gargle with salt water.
I think I need more than that.
If not sooner.
I need to burn my hands, my fingerprints.
Can you use a wipe to wipe out the mouth? Wash your mouth out with soap? Anything?
I'll try something. We have those wipes over there.
Oh, don't do that. Then you'll really get sick. That's disgusting. All right. We're keeping our eyes on the Open Championship, which right now is being led by an amateur. That's crazy. There's a bunch of Americans on the course. The defending champion, Cam Smith. And then Down Under Women's World Cup Live, though the U.S. doesn't start until Friday. But certainly the two-time defending champ going for three wins in a row. A lot of excitement there. Did I mention NFL training camps are underway? All right. Your Mount Rushmore of sports right now in 2023. What is it? Who is it? On our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page, we just got this question. Was he snoring? Well, I don't know because I was afraid to wake him up by opening the door, so I did not open the door to know whether or not he was snoring. I
couldn't hear the snoring.
We were pleasantly surprised that he seemed to jolt himself awake. He probably snored himself awake. Have you ever done that?
No. I don't think I snore.
No? Do you know that I don't snore, but I have talked myself awake before.
What?
Have you ever done that? Where you wake yourself up because you've spoken out loud?
No.
In a dream or something else going on? Oh, yeah. I've done that before where I've actually woken up because I was talking. I'm sure you're shocked. Also, speaking of flying on planes, have you ever been on a plane and you kind of nod off and then your head drops forward and you jerk yourself awake? Oh, that's
that.
The worst.
There's a name for that. Like
that's the worst.
Hypnic jerk, something like that.
A hypnic jerk?
Hypnotic jerk, yeah.
You're a hypnotic jerk.
I get that a lot. Something like that, like a hypnic jerk, hypnotic jerk.
Okay, Google it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
At the 27, Jones in a shotgun set. Barkley to his right. Jones calls out Sickles, takes the snap. Hand off Barkley, runs up the middle. He's got a first down. Barkley still on his feet to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley with 2:01 to go.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I kid you not, as I was listening to that touchdown call for Saquon Barkley from Bob Papa on Giants Radio, I look up and Charles Barkley is on my TV set. He is part of some commercial on USA Network, which is where the Open Championship is currently airing. We've also got the Women's World Cup underway as well. And so two live events, which is kind of neat, tonight and tomorrow night, or now Thursday and Friday morning, depending upon where you are. We're glad to have you with us after hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Saquon Barkley had recorded a podcast called the Money Matters podcast going back to the springtime. So this is before he knew that he and the Giants would not come to an agreement on a deal. He has not signed his franchise tag, which means he cannot be fined if he doesn't report to training camp. He can't lose any money until he skips games. But he certainly sounds like he could be serious about making a statement, feeling like his only leverage would be to miss time. Again, this is the Money Matters podcast.
My leverage is, I can say you to the Giants, I can say to my teammates and be like, you want me to show you my worth? You want to show you how valuable I am to the team? I won't show up. Right. I won't play it down.
The thing is, there's no disputing the worth of Saquon Barkley. 1,300 rushing yards and 10 touchdowns alone last year, not to mention he was tied for the team leading catches. So yeah, he's valuable. Daniel Jones doesn't have the contract that he has if not for Saquon Barkley. The Giants don't make the playoffs and end their drought. They don't end up as a wild card, one of the three teams out of the NFC Beast, if not for Saquon Barkley. There's no disputing his value. The issue is that he did not want a contract that was incentive-laden. So there was a contract on the table from the Giants that reportedly could have maxed out at $14 million per year, which would have made him, I think, the second highest paid running back behind Christian McCaffrey for the season. But he would have to meet incentives. He wanted more guaranteed money and more money up front that he didn't have to earn, quote unquote. And so he left that deal. But even before he declined, and even before the deadline passed, he was already talking about how sitting out the season might be an option he needs to consider.
That's a play I can use. Anybody knows me, knows that's not something I want to do. But like, it's something that crossed my mind. It's like, I never thought I would ever do that. But like, now I'm in a point where it's like, I might have to take it to this level.
From the Money Matters podcast, but that may be foreshadowing, because it was recorded before the deadline passed. $10.1 million is guaranteed. I know he wants more. I know he wants long-term security as much as you can possibly have in the NFL. The issue is that now at 26 years old, he's in the prime of his career. He played all of last season. Injuries have been an issue a little bit, right? So he's averaged 12 games over his five seasons. So he's missed time. If he has another full season in which he, let's say he gets over 1,000 yards, which wouldn't be tough to do in their offense, but gets over 1,000 yards, it's another year of pounding on his body. And that's the crux, right? That's the challenge, is there's a point of diminishing returns with running backs in the NFL. And a lot of times it's an area where teams are willing to save money because they believe that they can plug someone else in there and the drop won't be as drastic. Barkley wants to show them how much of a hole they would have if he didn't show up and take snaps in the backfield, or you know, he's out there for the same number of snaps that he was last year, except he's not going to get a better offer another year down the road. Likely. Maybe he gets the same, but maybe he doesn't. And sitting out rarely works for NFL players. It rarely works because the leverage is generally on the side of the teams. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Glad to have you with us. Good Thursday morning to you. So we've been asking you the Mount Rushmore of sports right now. We're not referring to athletes in the past, though some of you have answered with your all-time athletes. I'm thinking more about July 2023, who belongs on your Mount Rushmore of sports, whether men or women. Producer Jay, have you come up with your four?
I have. I will start.
Do you need an invitation? That would dramatic pause.
A little pause. I will start with Shohei Ohtani. I think he should be on everyone's list. Number two, I'll go with Mahomes, who has been mentioned.
Pat.
Three, I'll go with Connor McDavid.
Oh.
And number four, I'm going to go with Steph Curry.
Steph Curry. Interesting. He definitely is super popular. We know he's global.
He's everywhere.
But both, it's interesting that you choose two, actually three of your four athletes are not in season. Although I suppose you could say that Patrick Mahomes being at training camp, he definitely is getting closer.
His Netflix documentary, or not True. Documentary, but show is now out there. It's all the rage.
It is. Oh,
it just
have
got
you
picked
seen
up for
yet?
Season two. I watched the first episode.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
I love the audio and the video from the field. Poor Kirk Cousins. Oh, my gosh. He sounds like he's gotten hit by a car multiple times just over the course of the first, like, 3 minutes of the show. Picked up for a second season with those three or with different quarterbacks?
That's a good question. I believe with those three, but Mariota's not.
Where is Marcus Mariota?
I'm actually not sure. I just saw that Peyton Manning confirmed that season two of quarterbacks is going to be picked up. I don't know if we know of anything more than that.
Is there
but
anything that Peyton Manning does that does not strike it rich?
No.
No, there isn't.
No.
We'll see if Tom Brady and his production company are the same because he's also moving that way. Of course, 80 for Brady, wasn't that his production company?
Yeah.
And then his company also did Man in the Arena. I think that was his production company as well. Remember Man in the Arena, the series? Was that on Netflix? Where was that?
That
might have been Plus. I can't remember what service that was on. But yeah, so the two of them, it seems like whatever they touch still turns to gold. Patrick Mahomes is in that same space, so I will give you that. My Mount Rushmore of sports right now is Shohei Ohtani, of course. Patrick Mahomes, yes. I'm going Messi because I think even with the last place Miami club, everywhere they go, he's going to be the hottest ticket. And I don't know whether or not it provides a boost to them on the field, but I do know in terms of interest and in terms of putting butts in the seats and selling tickets, he's good for that. We know that to be sure. That's why David Beckham is beaming when he talks about bringing Messi to Miami. So I'm not sure there's anything hotter than Messi in Miami. My fourth one, I waffle back and forth. I would have said unequivocally Victor Wembanyama about a week and a half ago, maybe even a week ago. But I might be backpedaling on that only because it's died down now after Summer League and Vegas is done and the NBA is not in season.
It has.
I'm waffling on my fourth member of the Mount Rushmore of sports currently.
Messi's tough to argue with because, like he you is. Said, any place that he's going to go to for any city, any arena, it's going to sell out instantly. It's going to be the hottest ticket in town that night no matter what. He's tough to argue. And he's also global. He's more global than any of the guys I mentioned.
Yeah, even Aaron Judge is talking about Shohei Ohtani right now. So he definitely would be on Aaron Judge's list, Mount Rushmore. And remember, Tom Brady and Steph Curry both did introductory messages for Messi. Oh, you missed it. 20,000 people in the stadium on Sunday night for Messi's introduction.
Introduction?
Introduction.
Wow.
Introduction. Maybe Breonna Stewart from the WNBA could be on the Mount Rushmore of sports. Is there a golfer? If Rory McIlroy wins the Open, he would be, a super hot trend. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll run through some of yours that I'm seeing on Facebook again. Most of you are answering the question correctly, but some of you are going with athletes that are not still on the planet, actually. Let's see. Oh, Chris goes with Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, Serena Williams, Tiger Woods. So at least he's in the same era Kind of.
I mean, it's a good list, but not really what we're looking for.
No, another Michael. Steph Curry, Joe Burrow, Shohei Ohtani, and Lionel Messi. So that's all current. Let's see. Wes goes with Jimmy Butler. I like that one. Bryce Harper, Alex Morgan, and Joe Burrow. That's on his Mount Rushmore. And then Roland goes, I like this one, Nelly Korda of the Well, it's not the W, it's the LPGA. Patrick Mahomes, LeBron James, and Simone Biles. So that's a good one. Maybe I could put Alex Morgan on there, too, because the Women's World Cup, if they win a third consecutive gold ball. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how this plays out. The U.S. plays on Friday night, but we got another show between now and then. We're glad to have you with us. Enjoy your Thursday. We'll talk to you tonight. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!